American Red Cross volunteers from Kentucky have boots on the ground in Texas and Louisiana, providing relief to residents impacted by Hurricane Laura. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The Category 4 hurricane made landfall last Thursday just south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, packing 150-mile-per-hour winds and a storm surge that officials said was as high as 15 feet in some areas. Terry Reagan is a volunteer for the South Central Kentucky chapter of the Red Cross, which has about a dozen volunteers in Louisiana. He says the needs are substantial.
Electricity is going to be a real problem because there are so many trees down and power lines down. It's not like, oh, my house is okay, I can just move back in. Without the electricity, we don't have the essentials of heating and cooling and being able to store food and those type things.
Reagan says COVID-19 has changed how the Red Cross responds to disasters. Some volunteers are working virtually. For those on the ground, the virus has put an end to mass sheltering and changed how meals are distributed. For those who aren't volunteers but still want to help with the recovery, Reagan says the Red Cross prefers financial donations as opposed to supplies. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.